Bingo. I grew up with Lloyd Pettit in Chicago.
Yep.
And I actually played for the Chicago Minor Hawks, which was their junior team. And my whole thing was playing hockey, so I just equated it to hockey. And I drove people nuts at GEM because I did basketball and soccer, just so I wanted to do a hockey game. So that's the way it was, you know. I wanted to make it exciting for folks, and the college soccer games, the early 70s and through the mid 70s was a very exciting brand of soccer because it was a press type of soccer. It wasn't the English Premier League type of soccer where everybody sits back and plays defense. They were always pressing. And they were pushing the ball forward, and they made it really exciting for the fans. And Quincy was excellent at that. And they had a couple of guys, Emilio and Yomi John, and I can't remember some really very exciting forwards that were putting the ball in the net. And they were always pressing, and made it an exciting game for everybody. It's a much faster game than the European pro leagues were. And so it was exciting for people. So I equated it to hockey, and you put the ball in the net, and that's the name of the game, you know, and you have offsides, and you have all the same things. So it was a lot of fun. So I think you were right on that. And Dan Kelly was one of the – he's a Hall of Fame announcer too. So you grew up with one, and I grew up with one.
Yeah.